They had popcorn on Fridays. We went to a bar with one of their employees, a guy named Guy Kawasaki, not the guy that writes these books about his dad. And his official title on his business card was evangelist. Apple had evangelists, people that went out there and got the message out. And you know, unfortunately, Apple, even though they had Windows before Windows had Windows in their environment, if that would have stuck, you know, I'd be living in the south of France by now.
So yes, I'm wondering why you're not.
I know.
Seem to have been on the ground floor.
I know, yeah. So when I sold the company, all the stuff I wanted for financial advisors was on Windows, so I moved on. But yeah, Steve.
Is that how you ended up in Incline Village?
Yeah, when uh-huh. we sold, yeah, we moved up there, yeah.
Well, how did you get involved with Steve Jobs? I mean, what was your relationship with him?
Well, since we were the leading high-end multi-user accounting software, if that's a mouthful,
that is.
On that, that's how we got involved with Apple. Yeah, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak started in their garage, and the Lisa was their next computer, which didn't do well. The Macintosh came out, but the board was unhappy, so they let go of Jobs, and they brought in John Sculley. He was a Pepsi executive.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, they thought they were too big to have a nerd run the company, so they brought him in. But that didn't work real well. In the meantime, Steve went off and formed Next and Pixar, and then they brought him back, and then that's when Steve started the iPod and iTunes and iPhone and iPad and all of these other things, and the business really took off. But he has pancreatic cancer, has had for about 7 years now.
When did they bring Cook in? When did he come into
the picture? I don't know when, but he was chief operating officer, and so he's been handed the baton.
Yeah, he's the one that's going to take over, huh?
That's right, yeah.
And is it health problems, you said?
For Steve, yeah.
We hear that.
Pancreatic cancer, which is, he's going
to
die.
He wants to, we're all going to die. Uh-huh. But he wants to spend some of his time with his family, right?
I think he's just not up
so
to
busy.
Running. He's just not up to running the company anymore. The question might be, what's going to happen to Apple?
Yeah, what's the future of Apple now?
Right, right.
What do you think?
You know, when Walt Disney left, died, it floundered for a while until Eisner came in 20 years later and sort of reinvigorated Disney. When Sam Walton left Walmart, they did well for a while, but they floundered. So a lot of times when the principals leave, that's what happens. But he's known about this for a long enough time, so he's been
planned out. You know, he's a planner. He plans it out. Well, they say that Cook, who's 50 years old, is credited with completely restructuring Apple's manufacturing operations. That's what they're saying. So, I mean, he's very deep involved in all of the process that's been happening. So.
Yeah, but you know, that's the corporate side. Steve was the one with the vision. They didn't give people what they wanted. They tried to give people something they would fall in love with. They didn't use focus groups because people didn't know what they wanted. It's
that's
like
right.
Starbucks. Did anybody ever have a focus group? People got around and said, you know, we have dollar coffee. What we really want is $5 coffee.
Yeah.
You know, so he didn't use focus groups. He knew what people would want. The iPhone was looked as a toy by most corporate executives. The BlackBerry people derided it. It took years, but they then became to dominate the smartphone market. And the future is probably off in the cloud, meaning that all of our data is stored off in the cloud. And things
yes,
like
indeed
my,
it is.
My iPad give you access to that, but you don't need all the horsepower on your own computer. And he was a great showman, and he was a perfectionist, and he's just done a great job. So the culture is there, but will it survive as well? I don't know. But
well, he's still going to be on the board.
He will.
From what I hear.
But he won't be involved in the day-to-day stuff, and that's what he was just so darn good at.
Well, don't you think he's bringing up some young people, though? I mean, the young, the world belongs to the young, and I'm sure young people who have been in there with him have learned a lot from him.
Yeah, in fact, one of his quotes I like is, "No one wants to die," he says. "Even people who want to go to heaven don't want to die to get there. And yet death is the destination we all share." I'm sure he's very philosophical.
He sounds very philosophical. Yeah.
No one has ever escaped it, meaning death, and that's the way it should be, because death is very likely the single best invention of life. It's life's change agent. It clears out the old to make way for the new. Right now, the new is you, he said in a commencement speech.
Yeah.
But someday, not too long from now, you will gradually become old and be cleared away as well. So sorry to be so dramatic, but it's all quite true, he said.
Yeah, ever-changing. Life is that way, though. It has
it
to
is.
Change.
Yeah. He had more whimsical comments. He says it's more fun to be a pirate than join the Navy.
I would agree with that. You probably make more money.
He said you can't connect the dots looking forward. You can only connect them looking backwards. So you have to trust the dots and somehow connect in the future. You have to trust in something, your gut, destiny, life, karma, whatever. This approach has never let me down. So,
do you think he was a genius?
Yes.
Technical genius?
Yes, he was.
Started out young.
You have to say that, use the word visionary.
Too. I mean, there's visionaries, but there's technical people, right, too, that are genius in their technology.
And you would never use that word for Bill Gates over at Microsoft, would you?
What?
He's just a corporate guy, Bill Gates. He's not a visionary.
No, I think he had vision.
He's a visionary.
I think Ballmer is the one you're talking about. He's the one who is more the administrator. Have you ever been to an Apple store?
Yes. They're cool. Yes.
Aren't they cool?
Yeah, they're really cool.
They are a toy
store.
Giant
monitors and...
But not only that, if you want an appointment with a genius, is what they call them.
Yeah, they do. They have geniuses.
You go out to the website, you make an appointment. When you walk in the door, somebody greets you and says, "How may I help you?" And he's holding an iPod Touch, I think. And they key in your name. They say, "Oh, yes, you're at 3 o'clock. And they make a little comment, "Yellow shirt, blue pants." they do.
And I like this,
And then when your time comes up, somebody comes up, walks up to you.
Knows everything about
because
you.
Because you have yellow shirt. And they ask if they can help you.
Steve, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
And then when you want to pay, there's not a cash register in the house. There are none. They swipe your card right across their little iPod. And they ask you, "Would you like me to email you the receipt or print one?" They have a few printers around.
They're already at your house getting your first born.
But you notice Microsoft keeps copying Apple. You know, now they are running these commercials, Microsoft, where they take someone's house and turn it into a PC store. What they turn it into is an Apple store.
Interesting idea. Yeah.
Well, you know, we all get our inspirations from other brains, from other geniuses. No one person has one original thought. So we have to keep building
on
other people's genius.
And here I am, a complete PC man.
See?
I don't know. I like the Apple story better.
Well, I went to Windows because that's where all the software was. And only 2 years ago when I got my first iPhone and fell in love with it. And now my iPad. And also in September or October, rumored the iPhone 5 will be out. And I'll be there because my contract's up with AT&T anyway. And I'm going to get myself an iPhone 5. So, you know, people are so loyal. When they have a new product like the Lisa, sold millions of them in the first
and you make
month.
Them happy. They love it.
And lines of people are around there. So they have just such a strong following. And it's good that, in a sense, that Jobs is leaving now, because just last week you might have seen the news. They've become the largest company in America by what's called market cap. If you wanted to buy Apple, all of the shares, they are now the largest company in America. Apple is. They started in a garage, and they're bigger in market share than GE, than Exxon, and all of those companies.
Would you say that's the American dream?
Well, it has to be, yeah.
Yeah, it has to be.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, how can you really start today in a garage and get to that level?
I don't know if you can. Maybe a band. I don't know. Yeah, I guess you can. I think more so now, to be honest with you, because I think the young people coming up are they're so smart with technology. They're so entrepreneurial. I do believe there's going to be more and more of Cook and Steve Jobs kind of people coming around. I do. I think the younger generation is very on top of all that.
Could be, but a lot of things
starting in their bedroom.
A lot of things these days take huge amounts of capital to launch.
Everything takes huge, especially a Starbucks coffee. Jeez. Everything takes huge.
But you don't think they were saying those same kinds of things in the early 70s, and then all of a sudden, Apple started something in a garage?
Hard to say. You know, I met Bill Gates once, too, and he was working out in Albuquerque, and he wrote BASIC, the language that was available back then. And I got a copy of it, and it was a listing of blue ink on blue paper. That was the copy protection back then. If you had blue ink on blue paper, you couldn't make copies of it on the copier because it would
I remember that.
And that was it. And I keyed it all in. And I wish I would have kept that because that would have been a collector's item. It was written by Bill Gates on the bottom of that piece of paper.
It was very handy, that blue thing, in the newspaper business, because the editors, we could write blue all over the paper, and then you could go copy it. You wouldn't see any of the editor's marks.
All your notes there to make sure you had it the way. Yeah. Interesting. Boy, how time changes. Thanks for sharing that, Steve.
Yep.
Appreciate that.
Apple's a great company.
So we'll see. Yeah, I'm going to continue to be.
We wish Bill Gates, Steve Jobs well.
Absolutely.
At least he's had a fun life, huh?
Yeah, for sure. He's had a lot.
He's done a lot.
He's a pirate.
We're going to talk more about some more financial situations going on here. Ben Bernanke, full of monarchy, has been in Wyoming, is it, Steve? In the meeting?
Jackson Hole, Wyoming, in the middle of the Grand Tetons.
So we will talk about that when we come back with Broadview.
WM1270, The Buzz.
Business owners, listen up. Are you looking to bring in new customers easily and for less money? Well, now it's time to reach your local prospect online and by email. All local, with no waste, and so easy. Post your coupon today before our price goes up. It'll take you less than 5 minutes.
10RenoCoupons.com.
A weekly email with great deals from local businesses. 10RenoCoupons.com.
Join the revolution with Papa Murphy's, and you can win pizza for a year and a new barbecue gas grill for the summer, courtesy of RC Willie. Want to win? Then send an email with your name, address, and phone to pizzaforayear@gmail.com. Visit RC Willie every Saturday this summer to sample Papa Murphy's fresh take-and-bake pizza. There's nothing better than free Papa Murphy's pizza, a chance to win free pizza for a year and a new grill from RC Willie. So join the revolution with Papa Murphy's today and send an email now to pizzaforayear@gmail.com.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now, here's your host, Jay Davis.
And welcome back. Joining me today is J.B. Travis and also Steve Ossie from Nevada Matters, the co-host over there. And we're getting some good perspective on things going on in the world. Another hot topic, of course, is the big meeting that Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke in Jackson Hole.